AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the House convene today for a family discussion behind closed doors. Illinois' Mike Quigley says Joe Biden's fighting spirit 4 years ago will bring the party down this year.
He just has to step down because he can't win. And my colleagues need to recognize that.
In the Senate, Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal says President Biden needs to keep talking to the doubters and to the American people.
But I think he is energetically and effectively addressing those concerns, and he needs to continue to make that case to the American people.
A source tells the AP the president will hold a virtual meeting with mayors around the country tonight. Former President Donald Trump is getting back on the campaign trail at his flagship Miami golf resort. The Federal Reserve's chairman is suggesting interest rate cuts may be getting closer. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Fed's benchmark rate is at a two-decade high as the central bank keeps fighting inflation.
Over the past 2 years, the economy has made considerable progress.
But at the same time,
elevated inflation is not the only risk we face.
Chair Jerome Powell tells a Senate panel the Fed is also facing a cooling job market, and cutting rates by too little or too late could hurt economic activity and employment. While that suggests the Fed is nearing a move to cut rates, Powell did not say what Wall Street investors are anxious to hear, any strong indication of when cuts might start. Economists expect they will begin at the Fed's September meeting. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Many of the millions left without power when Hurricane Beryl crashed through Houston now face days without power and air conditioning as dangerous heat threatens the region. The remnants of Beryl are moving through Arkansas. Her surgeon announced a New Jersey woman who received a pig kidney transplant along with an implanted device to keep her heart beating has died. This is AP News. Tenor Joe Bonsall from the Oak Ridge Boys has died from complications of Lou Gehrig's disease. He was 76. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Joe Bonsall was a 50-year member of the Oak Ridge Boys who have won just about every honor in country music there is. Their hits include Bobby Sue, American Maid, I'm Settin' Fancy Free. Then there was that Game Changer song. Elvira. Bonsall said in a 2011 AP interview, Elvira transformed their lives.
It just became a monster hit song. It took us from being a country music, major country music act at the time, to a household name.
Bonsall also wrote 11 books. His last one is a memoir called I See Myself that comes out in November. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
In New Mexico, Alec Baldwin's trial in the shooting of a cinematographer is set to begin with jury selection, who will decide whether the actor is guilty of involuntary manslaughter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's so actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.